USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to confirm the first black woman nominated to the Supreme Court. Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the 116th justice in the High Court. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
At every step of her upbringing and career, Ketanji Brown Jackson ranked among the highest of achievers.
The vote was 53-47. Three Republicans joined the Democrats to confirm her. Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky has thanked President Biden after the U.S. chose to ban Russian oil imports. Russia has also been kicked off the U.N. Human Rights Council for human rights violations in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
I've had to live around smokers all my life, and I don't smoke. And so it always bothered me, and it was something I got used to. But I don't have to get used to it anymore, because in my home, I now have an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. It uses Oxy technology. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. And people all over the nation say these work. Just, I didn't know it was going to work, but it does. The best part about these air purifiers is they have no filters to replace, and they don't take up counter space. You just plug the whole filter into the wall, and it works. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can save a bunch of money on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. Whole home protection, 3 units under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use my promo code CLASSIC3. You'll save $200, and shipping is free.
Forecasters say it's going to be a roller coaster ride of weather this weekend in the east, with conditions changing from winter to spring. By this weekend, a cold start is expected to go across the Great Lakes and the Northeast. The cold air will progress into the south, where major cities like Raleigh and Savannah will record temperatures about 20 degrees below normal. By Monday, they say it will return to spring, with warmer temperatures pushing eastward. The warm surge will continue on through Tuesday and Wednesday. An island-wide power outage still has a majority of Puerto Rico without electricity. The outage happened late on Wednesday night, and the exact cause still remains under investigation. The island's utility provider, Luma Energy, said in a statement there was a fire at the Costa Sur power plant. Luma said they didn't have an estimate when the power would be fully restored. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Tiger Woods finished 1-under par in his first round of the Masters. It's his first competition since the car crash last year that nearly ended his career. Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who runs the InfoWars media company, gave a deposition this week in a defamation case brought by the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre in 2012. Jones sat for the deposition Tuesday and Wednesday, a week after Connecticut Judge Barbara Ellis ordered him to pay $25,000 per weekday that he refused to submit to the interview. She found him in contempt of court March 30th when he failed to show up for depositions. Jones's lawyers said their client paid $75,000 in fines for failing to comply. They asked for the money to be reimbursed. Attorney said Jones missed previous deposition dates because of health issues, though he did leave his home at least once to film an episode of his show. The court filings said the distributor of Jones's show, Genesis Communications, also wishes to depose him next week. A judge ruled in November that Jones was liable for damages for defaming the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook shooting. Ferrero North America has voluntarily recalled their Kinder Happy Moments chocolate and Kinder Mix chocolate treats after some children became sick. They were manufactured in a place where salmonella was detected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.